Jerry Brown wins Vermont as Clinton turns to foreign policy. President Bush set to announce aid package for Russia and other ex-Soviet republics. Hockey players skating to strike deadline. Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Less than a week before primaries in New York, Wisconsin, and Kansas, self-styled insurgent Jerry Brown is savoring victory in tiny Vermont's Democratic caucuses. Brown's support was 46%, Bill Clinton at 17%, ran third behind uncommitted. Even though he picked up only six delegates, Jerry Brown was gratified.
It started in Maine, it went out to Colorado, we won Nevada, we won Connecticut, and now we've won Vermont. It'll keep on rolling, because it isn't about politics as usual, it's about a vision of what America could be and about what America should be.
More from Newsman Bob Oaks.
With two wins in 2 weeks, the Brown campaign is confident and says momentum is on its side. It thinks the victory in Vermont will provide a good bounce headed toward the New York primary next week. Ken Dean is Brown's Vermont coordinator.
New York winnable?
Very winnable. It's a dead heat as we speak.
The Clinton campaign disagrees about the impact of Brown's Vermont win. Vermont Governor Howard Dean, a Clinton supporter, doubts New York voters care much about what Democrats did in Vermont. But even Governor Dean says it's imperative that Clinton get back to the win column next week.
If he doesn't win, he's in, I think, serious trouble.
Bob Oaks for CBS News, Burlington, Vermont.
The latest CBS News New York Times poll shows two-thirds of Democratic primary voters want other candidates to choose from. While Bill Clinton remains the favored declared candidate, his negatives are still high. Former President Carter, after meeting this morning with President Bush, lamented the character assault on Clinton.
He's been savaged. You know, there hasn't been anything proven, but the allegations have been so, you know, so voluminous and repetitive that it's created an image among many people that he's not trustworthy. And this is part of an atmosphere in this country this year. It's worse than I've ever seen it.
Mr. Carter, who backs Clinton for the nomination, competed with Jerry Brown in 1976 and does not hold him in high regard.
Brown's campaign has been almost 100% negative, you know, against the government, against Clinton, against all of his opponents. And the only thing I know that he's proposed in a positive way is a tax program that would rob poor people and reward rich people.
Outside a Clinton-Brown debate in New York City last night, minor candidate Larry Agron was arrested after he protested his exclusion. Clinton has canceled today's scheduled debate with Brown for a foreign policy speech in New York. He plans to criticize President Bush for moving too slowly to help the former Soviet republics. An hour from now, President Bush is set to unveil a multi-billion-dollar aid program for Russia and other Commonwealth republics. Though foreign aid is unpopular, Mr. Bush is likely to have bipartisan support if Senate Armed Services Chairman Sam Nunn is any guide.
This is fundamentally in the United States national security interest. It is not a charitable program. It's in our interest, and that's the way the president has to.
More from correspondent Bill Plant.
President Bush will tell lawmakers this morning that he wants a separate foreign aid bill to help the nations of the former Soviet Union. Mr. Bush is expected to ask Congress for $1 billion to help stabilize the ruble, a $12 billion increase in the U.S. contribution to the International Monetary Fund, and more agricultural credits for Russia and the Ukraine. He is also expected to ask Congress to move on the $645 million in humanitarian aid and assistance, which he proposed several months ago. Mr. Bush has been backing away from foreign policy since last fall and the criticism of his trip to Japan. Pat Buchanan's early success in the primaries drove Mr. Bush further away from the foreign aid question, but then some stinging pressure from others, especially former President Richard Nixon, seems to have brought him back. Mr. Nixon called the U.S. response to the historic changes in the former Soviet Union pathetically inadequate. And now people in the Bush administration concede that former President Nixon is right. Bill Plant, CBS News, Washington.
In London, Prime Minister John Major applauded new Western help through the International Monetary Fund.
This is an historic moment in Russia's struggle to escape from socialism and join the Western world of free markets and economic development.
The group of seven major industrial nations plans a $24 billion financial aid package for Russia. At dawn today, Moldovan police stormed the town of Benderi in the former Soviet Republic's Dniester region, killing five people. A government spokesman called it an operation against armed Russian-speaking separatists. A report by the Israeli Center for Human Rights in the occupied territories says security authorities routinely torture Palestinian political prisoners during interrogation. It said that about a fifth of the 25,000 jailed last year were subject to beatings, prolonged sleep deprivation, and long periods tied up with sacks on their heads. Libya has accused the Security Council of adopting unjust American sanctions and said yesterday's resolution vote means the beginning of the end of the UN. For many National Hockey League players, the puck stops here. They're threatening a 3 p.m. Eastern Time strike after voting on the team owner's latest offer. This Detroit Red Wings fan is sympathetic to the players' demands.
They're the lowest paid professional sport that's out there. You know, I think hockey players, they work as hard and do as much as any other professional player, and they don't get paid for it.
A strike could affect the Stanley Cup playoffs set to begin a week from today. For American orange growers, a trade squeeze with Japan is welcome news. Bruce Dunning has that.
Today, the Japanese government lifted the last restrictions on importing fresh orange juice, and the Florida Citrus Commission jumped right in with a major sales campaign.
Tropicana, 100% juice.
With import quotas now abolished and tariffs cut, American growers hope to triple sales in the next year. They'll be competing with Brazil and Mexico, but according to Nicholas Lepham of Tropicana, the Americans expect to beat the competition with quality juice.
This is the most competitive market for consumer goods. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Japan has severely restricted the import of citrus products for years to protect the small, inefficient groves that produce this country's only citrus fruit, the mandarin orange. Japanese growers now fear they'll soon be pushed out of business by the tastier foreign juice. Bruce Dunning, CBS News, Tokyo.
Starting today, the 4.5 million drivers of interstate trucks and buses must have a new license, and only one, good for all 50 states. The law is designed to weed out unsafe drivers and keep better track of violations. KRLD's Jan Darwin sought reaction in Dallas.
Most truckers at this busy truck stop off I-30 near Dallas are ready for the new license law.
In the long run, it'll probably be a good thing.
I just got mine. I think it's great.
Get rid of people that do drugs. Get rid of people that have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different licenses.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I think in a couple months, we'll have some of the riffraff out of here.
But not all favor the new law, saying it's unfair to veteran drivers.
Because, you know, a lot of them could not pass the test. And I think it costs a lot of money for nothing.
One thing all drivers agree upon, freight will be moving a little more slowly for a while.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Dan Darwin for CBS News, Dallas.
A 16-year-old boy was killed last night after slipping into the Fort Devens, Massachusetts Army base and finding a pair of live grenades, which blew up in his knapsack. A companion was not injured. New York Mets pitcher Dwight Gooden reportedly has given blood and saliva samples to police in Port St. Lucie, Florida. This in connection with rape allegations involving Gooden and teammates Vince Coleman and Daryl Boston. Overseas, the dollar is higher. London gold is up $1.60 at $343.75 an ounce. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 12.31. Time now, 10 past 7.